Federal Minister for Women, Katie Gallagher, has called on opposition leader Peter Dutton to distance himself from comments made by National Senator Matt Canavan on the release of the National Gender Pay Gap report. The gender pay gap at nearly 5,000 Australian businesses have been published for the first time by the Workplace Gender Equality Agency. The data shows some of the biggest companies and organisations have substantial gaps, including cases of women being paid, on average, less than 50 cents for every dollar a man earns. In a statement posted on social media platform X, Mr. Canavan says the data is useless, adding it would make young men feel like they're being discriminated against and might push people toward following Andrew Tate, an influencer currently facing human trafficking and rape charges. Ms. Gallagher says the comments are irresponsible and overlooked the support from the federal opposition for the new law last year that brought about the change to publish more detailed pay gap data beyond the industry level to look at individual businesses.
We need to be honest about it. It's not about shaming. It's not about naming. It's not about saying men should be paid less. It's none of those things. It's about driving that change that we need to see in organisations to make sure that women are getting a fair crack at opportunity and that we're closing the gender pay gap over time.